Right now on VFN TV, the National Day of Prayer happening all over America. Well, President Trump let it happen right there in the Rose Garden at the White House. It's an amazing day in America as we celebrate the National Day of Prayer right now.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T. Light with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Such a wonderful thing. I mean, when you've been experienced past administrations, whether they focused on God or didn't focus on God, knowing that we have a nation and we have a president who allows a celebration of prayer, praying to God, the National Day of Prayer, well, even inviting Christians to the White House to be able to pray right there at the White House on the National Day of Prayer. As a matter of fact, guess what? We're going to join the president now at the White House. Check it out.
In March of 1776, as the founders prepared to draft the Declaration of Independence, the Continental Congress asked everyone to join in a day of prayer and fasting for the cause of freedom. They go hand in hand. It's a beautiful thing to watch. Today, we give thanks for this magnificent country, and we proudly come together as one nation under God. And one of the things that Mike and I were discussing just a little while ago, people are so proud to be using that beautiful word, God. And they're using the word God again, and they're not hiding from it, and they're not being told to take it down, and they're not saying we can't honor God. In God we trust, so important. A little thing on the campaign, but it wasn't such a little thing to me when I first started 4 years ago. Haven't been doing this so long. We did a good job. But when I first started campaigning, people were not allowed, or in some cases, foolishly ashamed to be using on stores, Merry Christmas, Happy Christmas. They'd say Happy Holidays. They'd have red walls, and you'd never see Christmas. That was 4 years ago. Take a look at your stores nowadays. It's all Merry Christmas again. Merry Christmas again. They're proud of it. I always said, you're going to be saying Merry Christmas again, and that's what's happened. As we unite on this day of prayer, we renew our resolve to protect communities of faith and to ensure that all people and all of our people can live and pray and worship in peace. In recent months, it's been pretty tough. We've seen evil and hate-filled attacks on religious communities in the United States and all around the world. 1 month ago, three historically black churches were burned tragically in Louisiana. In Sri Lanka and New Zealand, hundreds of Christians and Muslims were brutally murdered at their places of worship. In October, an anti-Semitic killer attacked the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. That was a horrible event. The First Lady and I went to see that. It was not even believable. And last week, a gunman opened fire at a synagogue in Poway, California, while Jewish families celebrated the last day of Passover. We mourn for the loss of one extraordinary member of that congregation, Lori Gilbert Kay, who stood in front of the shooter and gave her life to protect her rabbi, an incredible man, an incredible person. This morning, we are privileged to be in the presence of heroes who raced after the murder and helped disrupt the attack at the Poway Synagogue. Army veteran Oscar Stewart and Border Patrol agent Jonathan Morales. Please stand. Please stand. Your bravery is an inspiration to us all. We're also profoundly honored to be joined by somebody that I've gotten to know a little bit by telephone. I had what was going to be about a one-minute conversation just to express my sorrow and gratitude and everything else you could express. And it ended up being about 25 minutes. And it was a very warm, he's a very warm, incredible man. Yisrael Goldstein, rabbi. And I'll tell you, it wasn't in the schedule, but Rabbi, I'd love to bring you up because there was nobody that expressed the horror and the beauty of what you represent better than you did. And I very much appreciate it, Rabbi. I know you're here with your son and your brother. I very much appreciate it. Please come up and say a few words.
Just 5 days ago, Saturday morning, I faced evil and the worst darkness of all time, right in our own house of worship, right at Chabad HaPaway. I faced him, and I had to make a decision. Do I run and hide, or do I stand tall and fight and protect all those that are there? We cannot control what others do, but we can control how we react. My dear Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, taught me the way we react to darkness is with light. It was that moment that I made a decision. No matter what happens to me, I'm going to save as many people as possible. I should have been dead by now, based on the rule of statistics. I was in the line of fire, bullets flying all the way. My fingers got blown off, but I did not stop. The Rebbe taught me, as a Jew, you are a soldier of God. You need to stand tall and stand fast and do whatever it takes to change the world. My life has changed forever. But it changed so I could make change. And I could help others learn how to be strong, how to be mighty and tall. Many have asked me, Rabbi, where do we go from here? How do we prevent this? And my response is what my Rebbe told me when President Ronald Reagan was shot. The Rebbe said, we need to go back to the basics and introduce a moment of silence in all public schools so that children from early childhood on could recognize that there's more good to the world, that they are valuable, that there is accountability, and every human being is created in God's image. If something good could come out of this terrible, terrible, horrific event, let us bring back a moment of silence to our public school system. I also want to thank the United States of America. I'd like to thank our dear, honorable Mr. President for being, as they say in Yiddish, a mensch par excellence. Mr. President, when you called me, I was at home weeping. You were the first person who began my healing. You heal people in their worst of times, and I'm so grateful for that. You have helped me bring great honor to Mrs. Lori Kay of blessed memory, a 60-year-old dear friend of our congregation. I've known her for 25 years, a staunch volunteer. She works for the Friendship Circle, an organization that helps children with special needs. This year, on June 2nd, we're doing a march in her memory to show that nothing is going to stop us. We're going to march with victory. And you helped us bring Lori Kay great honor. And God bless you, and God bless America.
So powerful. You know, the rabbi had lost his finger because the tragic attack that took place in California while they're in a place of worship. And it's just to see the president step in and encourage and provide as much help as he can This is amazing days. It really is to have a president so compassionate for the people of America. Well, guess what? We're not finished. Join us after the break because we're going to join again at the National Day of Prayer at the White House.
We'll be right back.
I want to talk to you about our book. My book is out and it's ready for you right now. I Will Fight, 10 strategies to fight for your success. Listen, so many people in the world understand if you're going to be successful, you got to fight for it. And many people who are believers and Christians think that just success falls out of the sky. But God has created the earth to respond to your labor. He's created the universe to respond to you believing in faith what he's going to do. So I share in this book very specifically about biblical fights that have happened, but also got 10 specific strategies to be able to help you. I don't care if you're a CEO. I don't care if you're a congressperson or a senator. I don't care if you're a janitor, a business owner, a teacher, a pastor. If anybody knows needs to know how to fight, pastors need to know how to fight for success and define, you know, what success is. But I talk specifically, and I begin in this book, is about how God spoke to me and why I'm writing the book. God showed me specifically in a dream, a prophetic dream, several dreams, but one was that he has a wealth transfer coming and he wants to deliver wealth to his people, but they don't have the character and the integrity to be able to manage that wealth. He told me that he's been getting a lot of money and wealth to them, but it goes right through their fingers like holes in a bowl. So they have to learn how to be able to develop strategies, biblical strategies to be able to be positioned. Why? Because a great harvest of souls is coming and it's gonna take many, many dollars to be able to bring in that harvest, and it's gonna be God's people who will fund that. And so he's looking for people that are willing to say, I want to be positioned. This is all about being positioned for great wealth. And it's not necessarily great wealth in money. It could be great wealth and influence, whatever God has entrusted you with. So get your, it's a free book. You just cover shipping and handling. We want to send it to you for free. And you can go to vfnkb.com for all the details. You can see it on your screen. But listen, it's here. It's right here for you. Wonderful thing. How many nuggets? Maybe 500, 600 yeah. wisdom nuggets in addition to these success strategies. It's yours now at vfnkb.com.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to vfntv.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at vfntv.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there. You can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor.
Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We are going back to the White House for the National Day of Prayers. We're joining President Trump as he is celebrating and focusing on prayer in America. Let's go.
And truly, your courage and your grace and devotion touches every heart and soul in America. We're blessed by having you and your family here with us today. Thank you, Rabbi. And please give our regards to everybody. It was a tough, tough period of time. We will fight with all our strength and everything that we have in our bodies to defeat anti-Semitism, to end the attacks on the Jewish people, and to conquer all forms of persecution, intolerance, and hate. You know that. You know that, Rabbi. Every citizen has the absolute right to live according to the teachings of their faith and the convictions of their heart. This is the bedrock of American life. To protect this heritage, my administration has strongly defended religious liberty, two words you haven't heard too much about for a long period of time, but now you're hearing it all the time. Religious liberty. Yeah. Earlier this week, I took action to ensure that federal employees can take paid time off to observe religious holy days. And just today, we finalized new protections of conscience rights for physicians, pharmacists, nurses, teachers, students, and faith-based charities. They've been wanting to do that for a long time, right, Mike? They've been wanting to do that for a long time. Happened today. Together, we are building a culture that cherishes the dignity and worth of human life. Every child, born and unborn, is a sacred gift from God. Thank you. Thank you very much. In addition, I am committing to you today that my administration will preserve the central role of faith-based adoption and foster care agencies to care for vulnerable children while following their deeply held beliefs. And those are words you probably never thought you'd ever hear. To give former inmates a second chance at life, we passed criminal justice reform. Ivanka, stand up. Ivanka Trump and Jared. Ivanka and Jared worked so hard. Now, for the first time, faith-based organizations can serve federal prisoners. They can take care of the people in, and they can take care of prisoners as they get out. And we've had the greatest success because of the economy being so strong, where people leaving prison, now on a much more fair basis, but people leaving prison can get jobs, and they've done incredibly well. Employers who would never have done that before, because there was a stigma, obviously. There was a pretty tough stigma, so they wouldn't go that route, and people would end up back in prison. But now employers that would not have done that before are doing it. And they're so happy. I know somebody who's put on 7 prisoners, former prisoners, and he told me, you have no idea how really great they are, how good they are. He actually said they're better than most of the other people working there. So that's a tremendous thing. That's probably the first time since the beginning of this great nation where they're doing so well. So we hope they keep it up. The economy is helping. The economy is helping. But now they're helping themselves, and they're doing a fantastic job. And we're also supporting faith-based addiction recovery programs because we understand the power of prayer. And I will say our First Lady has taken to this. It's incredible what she's done. And we're down 16% with opioid. 16% is a lot. And Melania, please stand up. That's a fantastic job you've done. Please. Incredible. Incredible. I heard that number the first time the other day, and I said, that's a lot. That really is. It's not there, but we hope to get there. And we're also trying very hard through the tremendous amounts of billions and billions of dollars that we give out to hospitals and pharmaceutical companies and everybody to come up with painkillers that are non-addictive. So you don't go into the hospital with a broken arm and come out a drug addict, which is what happens in many cases. So we are trying to come up, and we're getting very close to come up with a powerful painkiller that at the same time is non-addictive. Wouldn't that be nice, right? Wouldn't that be nice? Hello, Ralph. Here with us today is Ashley Evans from Dayton, Ohio, who was Melania's guest at the State of the Union. 2 years ago, Ashley was suffering from the grip of heroin addiction. When she found out that she was pregnant, she returned to a recovery center and was welcomed by her mentor, Angie Dennis, who was waiting at the door. Ashley and Angie developed a great relationship, and Angie said to her, "I'm so glad you made it back. I've been praying for you." Today, Angie is sitting right next to Ashley. And as Ashley says, prayer is what got me clean. Beautiful words. Next week, Ashley will celebrate 16 months free from addiction. And she's earned back the custody of her beautiful daughter, Olivia, who is here also right now with mom. And Ashley, Olivia, is that Olivia? I had a feeling that was Olivia. I've been listening to Olivia the entire time. Olivia has dominated the service, and that's okay. Ashley, come on up. Say a few words, please. Thank you very much, darling.
I would just like to say that finding God saved my life. It's been incredible. It's been a journey, but without him, I could not do this. And I'd like to say thank you, Angie, for helping me find him. It's been a crazy experience. It's been incredible. God has been with me every step of the way, and everything has worked out perfectly. I have reunited with Olivia. I have an amazing support system back home and in Columbus, Ohio. And I've gotten to do some amazing things. And that's by the grace of God. So thank you.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much. Thank you. Like you said, how is she doing? Go ahead.
She is so awesome. You know, the biggest honor that I could have was to pass along to Ashley, it's a relationship with Jesus. It's a relationship. It's not a religion. It's not a bunch of rules. It's just that personal relationship, you know, and if you'll trust him and you do your part, and then trust him and ask for help for the rest, he'll make doors open that no man can close, you know, so I'm just honored to be a part of this.
Beautiful. Thank you. I'm glad I asked you to do that. Thank you. Thank you very much for those beautiful words. Ashley, Olivia, and Angie, thank you for being with us and for reminding us that prayer works miracles and prayer saves lives.
Prayer saves lives. This is our president talking like this. This is amazing what's taking place.
I don't think we've ever heard of president talk like this about prayer, about God, about life.
Right. Well, at least this is authentic because he doesn't make the believe that he's something he's not.
Right.
He just talks about the word God, that word God. But it was that way, I mean, in regards to being able to wish people a Merry Christmas. People were intimidated. You know, the corporate world was beginning to remove Christmas from Christmas, and I didn't think it was a big deal originally, but then we started realizing people are intimidated, people are getting marginalized for telling people Merry Christmas, people that answer phones were being said, you know, don't say Merry Christmas. But then when President Trump was running for office, he said, you'll be able to say Merry Christmas again. And it was a big deal. And what happened? It actually happened. I remember coming down to the Glory Zone where the, you know, VFN TV studios are, and he was coming down. It was on the Gulf Coast, and it began to snow.
Yes,
right. It began
to
snow. It don't snow that often on the Gulf Coast, and had signs everywhere saying Merry Christmas. And it was just so amazing. And Merry means happy. Christmas is Christ must celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, and it's so important. Now we're talking about prayer at the White House. This is so exciting. Comment below. What are your thoughts on this? It's time for us to really stand up. We're going to make the whole prayer encounter at the White House available for you on the VFN Torch. There's so much more wonderful prayers. One particular prayer was prayed by Paula White. She decreed and declared and came against spiritual principalities and powers, blessed our president, blessed his family. And it was just an amazing time of faith-filled prayers. Comment below, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. And after this break, John's going to share something so powerful. You want to join us after the break. Thanks.
It's been said that strong families represent the ground floor, the foundation for a stable and well-ordered society. It's true. So much of what brings health and happiness to human beings, and especially to children, depends on committed individual family units. That's why serious social problems are inevitable when marriages begin to deteriorate. Let's take a look at just one way marriage contributes to cultural stability. As we all know, a certain percentage of high school graduates tend to increase their consumption of alcohol, marijuana, and cocaine when they go off to college or other pursuits. But a study of 33,000 young adults conducted at the University of Michigan focused on individuals who got engaged or married and those who became parents. It was found that these young men and women quickly and dramatically decreased their drug and alcohol consumption. Why? Because marriage typically produces greater self-discipline. And as one of the researchers said, if you feel a responsibility to and for another person, then you're more apt to control your own behavior and play a controlling role in your partner's behavior. That's the bottom line. When a society is populated by millions of strong, stable families, there's less poverty, children are healthier and do better in school, violence, crime, and psychiatric illnesses are also less common. But in the absence of healthy marriages and commitments to children, societies begin to unravel.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
What a powerful, powerful program. We're not going to be able to have the time to hear from John on this particular matter, but I just want to encourage you. I mean, when we are celebrating talking to God, prayer, you think about what happened during President Abraham Lincoln's time when he declared and asked everybody a day of fasting and prayer over this country. Things change when you pray. And I'm just so thankful to our president. Maybe you want to write the president, let him know, give a shout out in the comments area. Have a president that will stand up for God, stand up for prayer, stand up for the First Amendment rights, comfort those who have been injured during a time of tragedy. It's just good days. It's very good days in America. I want to pray for you right now, as a matter of fact. Father God, I just pray right now over our audience, God. I just join in on the National Day of Prayer and just ask you to bless our audience. Bless this lady right now, Father God, that may be suffering in her body, Father God. I just speak healing over her. Lord, bless this. I bless this man right now. Maybe you're struggling with depression. I just speak encouragement over you in Jesus' name. God, I just pray even now, Father God, you would just impart joy and hope and vision, Lord God, and encouragement, God, over our audience. God, and we pray right now, dear God, that you would end abortion. Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
John.
Yes.
There's this, you know, the Shekinah glory of God, the presence of the Lord, just awesome. There's a song that that you know we sing as believers, and we've sang, it's been around for a while now, but it's called, right, you know, Shekinah Glory Come Down, where you're calling down the presence of God, you know?
The glory of God.
Yeah, I remember in one of the VFN churches that they were gathered together and they were in worshiping, and there's a brand new person in their fellowship, and they've never heard about the glory of God or the Shekinah glory of God. And so everybody's singing that song, you know, Shekinah glory come down, Shekinah glory come down. And, you know, and it seems like everything's okay. But you know, halfway through their gathering, this person leaves.
Right.
And then, you know, what was going on? What was happening? You know, so finally, maybe a couple weeks later, the pastor goes over and sees the person and talks to them and finds out what's going on and says, well, you know, I was talking to my father, and I don't know who Shekinah is, but, you know, we're not really into worshiping any of these gods. And it was just so funny. They actually thought that it was Shekinah, that they were actually worshiping some god called
Shakira
or Shekinah. And, of course, she was able to explain what it was. It was so funny. You think about it. You're saying, where is this Shekinah or Shakira? What's going on right here?
That's really funny.
It is hilarious, isn't it?
Yeah.